21 tomorrow, chance of snow. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 16.
With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Here on Tiger Basketball, back on the court last night, both teams picked up wins, albeit 300 miles apart, as they played Spearfish. Boys at home defeated Spearfish last night, 67-44. Huron jumped out to a 12-0 first quarter lead and really never looked back in controlling the game and picking up the win. Tegan Evers, 22 points. Nathan Bourne's added 20. Huron boys, 9-3 on the season. The girls, meanwhile, were out in Spearfish, and again, they got off to a quick start as well. Led 23-8 at the end of the first quarter, and then cruised to the win from there, 59-48 over Spearfish. Haven Hines with 17 points. Bella Shreve had 18. Huron girls are 5-7 on the season. Both teams will play Sturgis today. Other area high school basketball scores. Girls, DeSmit rolled over Oldham Ramona Rutland, 65-18. Kennedy Buckholz, 25 points. Autumn Wilkinson, 25 points, 10 assists. Hitchcock 2, Lair 60. Sunshine Bible, 8. Elizabeth Salmon, 25 points, 10 rebounds. Danan Peterson, 11 for Hitchcock 2, Lair. Ipswich edged Miller, 48-43 for Miller. Abby Kettlehunt, 13 points. Bonnegal Schlechter added 12. Area boys basketball last night. Sunshine Bible outlasted Hitchcock Tulare, 49-42. For Sunshine, Jade Burma had 18 points. Dylan Haas and E.J. Big Eagle had 11. Hitchcock Tulare, led by Logan Gilbert with 15 points. Gabe Clark added 13. Milbank defeated Redfield last night, 77-62. In Ipswich, top Miller, 66-50. That's the rundown of area basketball last night. Some double-A scores in girls. Mitchell defeated Sturgis, 47-33. Number one against number two in double-A girls. O'Gorman trailed much of the game but came back in the final 10 minutes and defeated Harrisburg, 66-58. Aberdeen wins over Roosevelt, 46-38. Girls or boys finals last night, it was Aberdeen 47, Roosevelt 36, and Mitchell defeated Sturgis 68-42. We move to gymnastics. The East-West qualifier meet was held yesterday at Sioux Falls Lincoln. O'Gorman won the event 137.475, Lincoln second 135.45, Roosevelt third at 129.175, and Rapid City Central fourth at 129.05. So Rapid City Central score is a mark for the Huron Tigers. Huron Tiger Gymnastics headed today to the ESD Conference Tournament. And Huron needs to finish top six or better at ESD and have a score better than Rapid City Central's 129.05. Get both of those, and that will allow Huron to qualify as a team for next weekend's state gymnastics meet. Women's basketball last night. Sioux Falls defeated Northern 65-61. Minnesota Duluth 64. Augustana 56. Men's basketball last night. Sioux Falls 68. Northern State 61. Minnesota Duluth 73. Augustana 67. Dakota State defeated Presentation 83-71. That's the rundown of all our scores from last night. Look at the schedule for today here on Tiger Basketball. Back on the air will be afternoon games today as they finish up the Northern Hills weekend. Huron will host Sturgis Boys at the arena today. 1:30 tip-off, 1:10 with the pregame today. On Tiger 95, lower-level games will get underway at 10:30 this morning. Huron girls still out west. They'll be at Sturgis today. That'll be a 2:10 pregame, 2:30 tip-off here on KOKK. Also in basketball today, the Highmore Action Club Classic taking place in Highmore, a number of games there. Doubleheaders around the area today. DeSmit is in town to play James Valley Christian today. Platte Geddes boys and girls are at Miller. Wessington Springs boys and girls at Trip Delmont Armor. Sanborn Central Woonsocket is at Woolsey Wessington in a basketball doubleheader. Boys basketball today, Redfield plays Corsica Stickney, that game at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. As I mentioned earlier, gymnastics today here on Tigers at the ESD Conference meet. That'll be at Harrisburg and, of course, also a state tournament qualifier for the ESD schools. Girls and boys hockey today. Watertown is at Huron. Girls game in the afternoon, boys game this evening. That's the rundown of our local schedule. Couple of announcements we do want to pass along. South Dakota Amateur Baseball Association is having their annual meeting tomorrow at the Highland Conference Center in Mitchell. There'll be a 12 noon meal, and then the annual meeting will follow. Anyone interested in South Dakota Amateur Baseball is encouraged to attend. And coming up a week from Tuesday, that'd be February 18th, Tiger Roar Booster Club will be hosting the postseason potluck for Huron Tiger Gymnastics. We'll get underway at 6 o'clock, will be held at the High School Commons, and is open to the public. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk Huron Tiger boys basketball with John Scouten, gymnastics with head coach Julie King. Then we'll also talk Hitchcock Tulare and James Valley Christian basketball, talk to all four coaches, girls and boys, this past Tuesday when they had their doubleheader in Hitchcock, and we'll talk about seasons for Hitchcock Tulare and James Valley Christian as we're getting closer to the postseason. That'll be our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up this morning here on KOKK. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here as we continue on Dakota Sports Saturday. First up, we talk with John Scouten, head Huron Tiger Boys basketball coach. Huron cruised to a win last night over the Spearfish Spartans. Now have an afternoon game coming up today with Sturgis. And coach, last night, kind of nice to see the defense set up the offense. You came out with that trap press. Sounded like it was kind of the guy's idea. They wanted to try something like that. And they got a lot of either easy baskets or trips to the free throw line out of it. Got the big lead at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, this week we just, as a group, we sat, we talked about, you know, things that we needed to want to try to work on and improve. And we felt like, you know, in games in the past where we've gotten in trouble, we haven't really been able to go to a press. We haven't been able to go to trapping anything just to try to see how the other team handles it. So we had the thought to put in this press, and we put it in, and guys really bought into it. And again, it all boils down to if we can get a stop, you know, we can get out and run, we can get out and play offense in the open floor rather than having to set up, play 5-on-5 all night long. So for us, you know, it was important that we get something in our repertoire that we can sink our teeth into and be aggressive with and kind of just go out and play and be athletes and trap and get the ball out of the middle of the floor, see if we can get some turnovers. And it worked out well for us last night in the first half.
And I thought the guys kind of played it smartly, too. I saw guys anticipating, almost baiting Spearfish to throw the ball somewhere, and they'd get the steal or knock the ball away. Another teammate would pick it up. Seems like Nathan Bourne was the recipient of a lot of those passes where I think the first 4 or 6 points he had came after he crashed into the basket standard because he got followed hard going to the basket, but he stood up, made the free throws, and, you know, that helped to get us momentum.
Yeah, you know, and that's where, you know, if you go back to, like, last year's Watertown game in the postseason, you know, we use our length, we put guys in the middle, and they were positioned where they could use their length and make reads and try to get tips and things like that, and I thought our kids did a really good job of that last night. You mentioned Nathan. I thought Kobe and Teagan and Cooper sitting in the back, I mean, they did a really good job using their length, kind of like you said, sitting in that center field position, making a read, and then not hesitating. Sometimes, you know, we get a little bit stuck in the mud where, ooh, I don't know if I should go or not. Well, by the time you decide that, you're already beat. So, you know, for our kids, you know, Hayden, Landon, guys on top, Derek, you know, they got out, their job was to get after the ball. And then the other guys were, like you said, just trying to sit in the right spot, use our length, get a trap when it presents itself, and then scramble from there.
And also, you did get a lot of kids in, quality first half minutes. Derek Simmonsmo gets a lot of those anyway, Landon Haig as well, but also, Zach Kaufman came in, and, that was all kind of a grand plan out of that, especially when we got the lead like we, did, Alan Bogue as well. Get those guys in, limit the minutes. I know you said in the post game last night only, Kobe Bush played more than 20 minutes last night, and he was like 21, so just over, cause, you know, back to back, 18 hours turnaround, I want to have fresh legs, and then, two more games coming up next week, four games in 7 days.
Right, you know, and you talk about, you know, at this point in the year, you know, this is the part of the year where it's a grind, where, you know, you're in the middle of the second half of the season, you know, guys are maybe a little bit dinged up or tired, you know, so legs is definitely a factor for us as we move through practice and games and stuff like that. And so, you know, I thought last night we had a lot of kids step up, and we were able to give those other guys plenty of time off the floor, where they can sit and one, rest a little bit, but also two, you know, get to see the floor from that perspective and have a chance to make reads and things sitting down from the bench, encouraging their teammates. You know, because to us, you know, that was our big message last night, was we got to make sure, you know, as a group that we're starting to gel, that we're making sure we're celebrating each other's success, rooting for each other, and if one of our teammates or two of our teammates are having bad days, we got to make sure the rest of us are rallying around and picking them up. And I thought you saw that. I thought, you know, Clary got on the floor, Zach got on the floor, Alan, you know, guys like that, they were in the right spots. Guys were talking to them, helping them where they maybe weren't accustomed to being. There was a lot of positives to take away from last night. We got to keep building here this afternoon.
You know, Tegan Evers, 2 out of 3 on dunks. Kobe, I thought, was going to dunk. I anticipated it, then he just laid it over the rim. But Tegan, he missed his first one, and I was like, you know, the way that turns out, sometimes a missed dunk is more exciting than a made dunk.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know, you know, I honestly can't remember many missed dunks from Tegan. That one kind of surprised me when I watched him. You can kind of tell when he goes on that baseline, he really starts kind of gearing up for that. And you just you sit there and you watch it, and when he hit the back iron, I really thought, wow. But that thing careened all the way back to about half court, and we came up with it.
And we got the rebound.
And we got the rebound. Yeah, everyone kind of, ooh, and there that ball sails through the air. But then, yeah, the other two, you know, he was able to get him down. You know, it's one of those things where obviously a dunk excites the crowd, excites the guys, you know, and we talk about, you know, there's very few people that can do that. And so other guys got to find their ways that they can, you know, quote-unquote dunk it in terms of hitting a couple of threes or diving on the floor. I thought the few times in the first half, I think it was two or three, there was a scrum and two or three guys dove on the floor, and you could hear the crowd kind of get after it, and they were excited. So we talk a lot about that. I mean, the dunks are really cool, really exciting, but there's other ways that we can involve guys and get the energy going.
Well, Sturgis comes in today. They lost to Mitchell last night. Something like that game went kind of like ours game that did. Mitchell was up by 20 at halftime and finished off Sturgis. Well, from what I recall, Sturgis had a number of seniors last year, including those two guys in the backcourt that really kind of dictated thing. Those guys are gone, so they've been doing a little rebuilding there.
Yeah, they are. They graduated several guys. You know, they had, like you said, the two guards.
I think Garland and Stauber.
Garland and Stauber. Yeah. Stauber, yep. They were two of the best guards in the state, one of the best guard combos. They did everything for that group, and they had some good size to go along with it. And so, yeah, they are rebuilding, you know, but that doesn't mean they play any less hard or anything. I mean, again, Coach Buss does a great job with them. The standard out there is high, and they play hard. And, you know, watching them on film against Mitchell last night, Mitchell kind of, like you said, it was very similar to us. Mitchell did a little press on them and got them to turn it over early, and which led to baskets for Mitchell. Mitchell shot the ball. I think they made 12 threes last night, so they shot the ball well. So there's a lot of similarities between them and Spearfish. I think Sturgis is a little bit more physical. They're maybe not so much five out. They run a lot of high ball screen and roll stuff. where they try to bring a, they try to flash a guy to the top and then hit the roll man through that guy. And I mean, so it's a little different animal, but at the same time, we talk a lot about it with, you know, as coaches with our guys. You know, the bottom line is we got to make sure we're taking care of us as well, and we're doing the things and competing at the standard that we set for ourselves. And I thought for the most part the kids did that. So today, and it's going to be a lot harder day two of a doubleheader like this. But there's no excuses because they're the same way. They played the same amount of games here in the same amount of time. So for us, you know, we got to make sure offensively the ball's moving, getting swung side to side. That was a point of emphasis this week. And then defensively, you know, making sure we get after it, try to generate some turnovers and get some easy buckets.
And finally, let's figure out double A here. Harrisburg knocks off O'Gorman last night. Aberdeen, although it shouldn't be as big of a surprise as some people are making it out to be, Aberdeen boys beat Sioux Falls Roosevelt, but there's just a lot of talent in double A, and we're striving to make sure we get a home game in the DAC 16, but the bottom line is, home or away, we're going to get a tough opponent tonight to get to state.
Absolutely. There's no gimme game. There's no position where you want to say, yep, I have to get to that. I mean, like you said, a home game is really important. It's one of the goals that these guys set at the start of the year. So they want to get a home game. So that's what we're striving for right now. You know, obviously the ESD conference, stuff like that. But, you know, you look at Brookings plays Watertown close last night. Roosevelt goes up, you know, and I talked to their coach a little bit here last night, this morning. They didn't shoot the ball well. Sounds a lot like a couple of games we've had where we just haven't been able to shoot the ball real well. Defensively, they were fine. But, you know, Aberdeen, they got youth, they got height, they got length, they got athleticism. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago when you were up there. I mean, that's no surprise necessarily. So, you know, everyone's going to kind of keep knocking each other off. You know, there's some double A and A crossover games today going on at the Pentagon. Be interesting to see how some of those go. The bottom line is you have to bring your best every single night you step on the floor. You can't take anything for granted. There's not going to be a team that you're going to show up and say, yep, we don't have to necessarily be on point tonight. We've got to make sure we're ready to go and we're playing our best basketball, because on any given night, depending on how that ball bounces, you know, it could be your night and it could not be. So, we got to make sure we put ourselves in the best position possible moving forward.
John Scowden, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Again, afternoon game today. The lower level start here, well, in about 2 hours at 10:30. The varsity set to tip off at 1:30. We'll be on the air 110 over on Tiger 95. Girls in the Mountain Time Zone will be an hour later, so about a 2:30 tip off. That'll be here on KOKK. Still to come, we're going to talk here on Tiger Gymnastics with head coach Julie King, and then also do a preview and a review of both James Valley Christian and Hitchcock Tulare girls and boys basketball. It's coming up next year on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Talk with Julie King, head gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers. Tiger girls are headed to Harrisburg today for the ESD conference meet. So really the beginning of the postseason. And, Julie, let's just look back at this season, give some of your thoughts on it. You know, after all the injuries last year, I guess the number one priority was to stay healthy, and it looks like for the most part you did that. And then also some of the injured girls, you did kind of ease back, but it looks like everybody is ready to go here now heading into today.
Absolutely. Last season was kind of a nightmare. This season has been nothing but wonderful. So we've been working with five terrific coaches in the gym that have great knowledge, and we have been increasing our strength program throughout the season, and that has really helped with the injury part of our season. And the one thing that I'm really excited about with this season is we started out with okay scores, and now we have just continued to go uphill, and we're hoping that we are going to peak at our ESD meet.
Well, let's look at who's going there to compete. Was it, I believe, 5, 6 girls, something like that, can be entered in each event?
We can actually enter 7 and compete 6. And so we're taking 11 gymnasts along with us to ESD. And we're pretty excited about our lineup, and we're pretty excited about what the girls have done. And they've really cleaned up their routines. Having 5 days to get some really good work in is really going to help the team out.
Well, this conference meet, really, it serves two purposes. One is obviously crown an ESD champion, and individually girls have a chance to be all conference. But on the other side of the coin, it's also used as a qualifier for next week's state gymnastics meet. And from that standpoint, there's a lot of ways there's more pressure this week than there will be next week.
This is the most pressure-filled week for everybody in the gym. Not only is this a team qualifier for the girls, it is also an individual qualifier. And when you get a bunch of teenage girls in a room that want to make it to state, sometimes we have a mess. I think that our girls are going to keep their heads on their shoulders, and they're going to stay focused, and we're going to get the job done.
Well, let's talk about those 11 girls, and I guess we'll start off with Erica Zell. She has already went through all the automatic qualifiers during the season, so she's already in for the state meet, but there's still, obviously, as a senior, she wants to have an impact in the conference side of it as well.
Absolutely. Erica is an in-season qualifier in all areas. She is one of our most focused gymnasts, probably one of the most focused gymnasts I've ever worked with, and she's hungry and ready to go. She would love to have the title of an ESD champion to top off her season before we head into the state meet. Another gymnast that has really come alive is Cassie Decker. At the beginning of the season, she was a little timid with her knee, and she is back full force, so I'm pretty excited to see what she can get done. Our third senior, JC Bankston, she's going to show a really nice floor routine. A long ways on her bar routine, cleaned it up a lot, including her vault. Mackenzie Paulson, as a sophomore, is really showing her true colors as maturing as a gymnast, so I'm pretty excited about that as well. Her vault is really looking beautiful, but the one area that she really shines on for us is the balance beam, and she really works hard in that area. Leah Pyle is another one that works hard on the balance beam, and she's a very solid beam gymnast for us, so I'm excited to see what she can get done. Another gymnast that's worked really hard for us on balance beam this week has been Kaylee Koss, and I'm really excited to see what she can get done. I think she's going to be a really solid beam girl. Couple of middle school girls that I'm excited about, Cameron Roost and Easton Eichstead, have been working extremely hard, and they will be competing in a couple of areas, and Cameron's strong area for us right now as bars, and Easton's strong area for us right now as bars as well, so I'm pretty excited about that. And Nighting Day, she's another sophomore that's going to be a solid beam gymnast for us, and I'm looking forward to watching some of the new skills that she's put into her routine. Addison Gross is another really strong vaulter for us, and I'm excited to see what she can get done as well.
Well, let's talk about the team part of it now. First off, where do you feel Huron can fit in? And second, who's going to be challenging for that conference title from the top of the conference? I assume it's kind of a Mitchell-Watertown thing.
It has been a Mitchell-Watertown thing pretty much all season. Watertown seems to be coming out on top more than they are coming out on the bottom. So we'll see. It will be fun. It's always fun to watch those two teams battle. As far as what the Huron Tigers need to get done, we need to end up in sixth place. And there's a couple of teams, there's actually three teams that I think that we can outscore, especially if the girls stay focused and we hit that balance beam. That's the key for us, is to hit our beam routines and have nice, clean floor routines. And, you know, like I said, we have only been rising in our scores this season, so I'm excited to see what we can do.
And to clarify that, sixth place, you're talking sixth place or better for one particular reason, and that's to qualify the team for state next week.
Absolutely. We have two regions for gymnastics, and our region has 8 teams in it. The other region has 6. Therefore, 4 from our region automatically qualify, 3 from the other region automatically qualify, and then there is called what we like to call wild cards. So the next two highest scores will make it in. So we're hoping to be one of the wild cards that will make it into state.
You know, and it's just, I know you and I have went over this over the years. It seems like it changes every couple of years or so, but I don't know if we've ever really come with just a good, perfect system to really make this all work.
I don't know if there's ever really a perfect system in gymnastics just because it is so subjective. In basketball, you can make the point. You get the point that you score. In gymnastics, you throw a skill. You think you're doing it really well, and the person that's judging you feels it's not. And so it's very subjective and sometimes frustrating, but that's why we've been cleaning up our skills this week, and hopefully we'll be scoring the scores that we need to make it a great team score at the end.
And finally, as we're talking with Julie King, head gymnastics coach of the Huron Tigers, it looks to me like any coach wants to show definite improvement from the beginning season to the end. Obviously, this team has done that, but now one last thing to go. We have ESD with a lot on the line today, and it looks to me like the girls are ready and even, well, obviously need to go just a little higher.
No extra steps. They need to stick everything. They need to be solid, and they need to be focused.
Julie King, head gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers. Here's what needs to happen now today for Huron to qualify their entire team for the state gymnastics meet next week. Huron's got to finish in the top six at ESD, and then their score also has to be better than Rapid City Central's score from yesterday in the East-West qualifier, 129.05. So again, Huron needs to finish top six and have a score better than 129.05 in order to qualify the entire team for the team competition. Remember, state gymnastics is split up, team competition on Friday, individual competition on Saturday. So that is exactly what Tiger Gymnastics is looking to do today. ESD Gymnastics gets underway at noon today in Harrisburg. More coming up, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. Back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to talk some James Valley Christian basketball with head coaches Krista Robinson for the girls, Andrew Olvestad for the boys. Had a chance to talk to both coaches on Tuesday when they were in Hitchcock, doubleheader with the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. James Valley Christian girls are at 8-8 on the season. They fell to Hitchcock Tulare Tuesday, but bounced back to defeat Iroquois Dolan on Thursday. Get set to host DeSmit today. At 8-8, James Valley Christian girls have been on a bit of a hot streak as they've won five of their last seven games coming into today. Head coach Krista Robinson says that the girls have been on a nice run here over the last month.
You know, we really worked hard all season at taking a step forward each game. You know, it took us the first half of the season to kind of get comfortable with the new program that I'm instilling in them, but they've never given up, and they keep working hard, and we just kind of continue to keep rolling.
You know, and you have two girls that do a lot of the scoring, Carolyn Whiting. She's had some big games this year. Brenna Held, for 5'7", holds her, plays very well down there in the post, and obviously those are two good girls to build around.
Yeah, they are. They both love the game of basketball, and it really shows. themselves during the season and the off season. You know, they've had some experience now with being on varsity since eighth graders, and we've really worked hard to get the supporting cast for them this year, which we're starting to see now here the second half. You know, when you have two girls that love the game of basketball, it's easy to get the other ones to buy in.
Talk about that supporting cast, because you have been getting contributions there as well.
Yeah, we have. A lot of these girls are finally starting to shoot the ball with some confidence. You know, we've been trying to really push it. It's hard to guard all five girls if they're all scoring, so it's nice to see these other girls get some buckets made for us and be some threats to the other team.
Finally, it is February. You can kind of start taking a peek at those power points near now, and I guess as much as anything, you keep winning, you got a chance to move up. If nothing else, get a home game in that first round.
Yeah, that was one of our goals, is we want to be up in the sixth seed range, and we're right there. You know, I told the girls that they buy into this and we keep working hard, we're right at the goals that we set at the beginning of the year, so that's nice to see. And every game is important from here on out, so we're taking it one game at a time, and hopefully it keeps propelling us forward.
Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley Christian Girls Basketball at 8-8. They're hosting DeSmet today. James Valley Christian boys, they've had a bit of a struggle this year. An inexperienced team, a lot of seniors, but not a lot of varsity experience coming back for first-year head coach Andrew Ovestead. The Vikings dropped their first 14 games before notching their first win of the season Tuesday night against Hitchcock Tulare, but then fell in a close one, lost by 3 points at home to Iroquois Dolan on Thursday, and that's kind of the way the season has been. The Vikings have had several games with a chance to win, including all three games that they played in the 281 Conference Tournament, wound up with not a lot to show for it. Coach Ovestead says that the boys have just stayed with the program because they've been that close.
We've played pretty well as of late, Jeff. 281 tournament was a good example. We played pretty hard. We were within 3 points at halftime of Sanborn Central Woonsocket, led Westington Springs at the half, and SBA we led pretty much the whole game. So we played pretty well. We've had some good games since then as well. Battled Ipswich really well. Hung in there with Highmore and Lake Preston again on Saturday, 2-point loss. So we've been there, but we've got to play pretty flawless in order to finish the job.
Tell us about your team. You do have a lot of seniors, but even with that, you didn't have a ton of experience, a ton of playing time varsity from last year.
Yeah, really no experience, actually. And maybe the one of the guys that did play the most, Zach Holfer, he's out with a torn ACL from the second game of the season. So that's been pretty tough on him, but he's been a good leader throughout. Senior class, again, a big class without a lot of experience, but they've really stepped up their leadership, stepped up their attitudes, and we've been improving since day one. We've had a couple setbacks where we haven't played as hard in some games, but I look forward to this next month of preparation, and I don't think anybody's really going to want to see a team with eight seniors here in a couple weeks come postseason if we're playing well.
Not only that, the combination has been unique too. It's either been seniors or freshmen mainly in your varsity games. You know, and for the seniors, they got to help those freshmen out. This is new.
Absolutely. So it's a big part of, you know, trying to give these seniors a great last year, still trying to teach them, still trying to make the most of each and every day, because we're just preparing for March all season long. But they're tasked with helping build this younger crew, our freshmen, our eighth graders, our sophomores. And I've got a great group of eight to do that, but we're still working hard for this year too, and getting ready for 3 weeks when we start region play.
And finally, to wrap it up, you kind of glossed over it a little, but we can start looking at that postseason, where the region standings are. Obviously, you're going to be a lower seed. You're going to have a tough game right off the bat, but the bottom line, as you said, a team with this many seniors, a team that's this hungry, nobody's going to want to see them.
I don't think so. And we played Woolsey Westington. We held them to their lowest point total of the year. Obviously, we didn't put the ball in the hoop in that game, but they're the three seed in our region. We've got DeSmit coming up, the top seed. As well, we played Lake Preston close, the 5 seed, Estillon close, the 6 seed, Wessington Springs close. I don't think there's much separation between 11 and 4 or 5 if we're playing really well. But that's the thing. We got to show up and put forth the effort.
Andrew Olvestad, first year as head coach for the James Valley Christian boys basketball team. They are 1-15 on the season. They'll be hosting DeSmit coming up later on today at the James Valley Christian Gym. We're not finished talking about 281 Conference basketball. We'll talk some Hitchcock Tulare girls and boys coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We continue on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll wrap it up talking Hitchcock Tulare basketball with their head coaches, girls coach Christy Smith, boys coach John Noel. Both teams were in Sunshine Bible for a doubleheader last night. Hitchcock Tulare girls defeated Sunshine Bible 60-8. Elizabeth Salmon, 25 points, 10 rebounds. Dana Peterson added 11. Hitchcock Tulare girls are now at 12-4 on the season as they look to gain momentum here to the end of the regular season and the beginning of play in Region 3. Hitchcock Tulare has been on a nice run here outside of one game, a loss to Fulton a week ago. The Patriot girls, for the second time in 3 years, won the 281 Tournament Championship. 2 years ago they won it. Last year they were runner-up and then back in the championship circle again this year. Coach Smith says winning that tournament definitely gives the girls confidence and momentum here moving forward.
That was a really fun night. Two close games, both the semifinal night and the final night, and our girls really came through in the end. It was just a special memory. I'm hoping that they'll, you know, keep with them forever.
And not only that, when you look at the roster and I only see one senior listed there, obviously, you know, there's something to build on here.
Yes, we tell the girls, you know, we want to make this a tradition that we're always in that championship game. And like I said, we hope we continue to keep doing that.
We'll talk about the girls, and I guess first off, Elizabeth Salmon is your lone senior. She's been a 3-year starter. Basically, she got here when you got here.
Yeah, we both came at the same time. Elizabeth's a great girl, and she's leading our team in scoring right now. And, you know, in the 3 years here, she's our all-time leading scorer, set numerous scoring records, and she's 81 points away from her 1,000th point in those 3 years. So she's been a great leader for us, and we definitely look to her offense. And not only her offense, she's a great defender as well, super quick.
But yet I know I've seen a lot of other girls that get into the act from a scoring standpoint, so you got weapons everywhere.
Yeah, it's really nice to have multiple threats out on the court. You know, we have Dannon Peterson, who's great at getting to the rim, also added an outside shot to her game this year. Ashley Massett's been having some big games for us in the middle as our center. You know, Madison Hofer, if we were able to get to the rim and kick it out to her, she's had a lot of big threes. And speaking of threes, during the 281 tournament, Kennedy Enander finally shot the ball and, you know, hit 5 big threes, and she is, I told her yesterday, you are the most consistent shooter I've ever had that doesn't like to shoot. So we definitely want to see her out there shooting the ball more.
Tell us about your team. And one thing you just mentioned before we started the interview here, you kind of like it when teams press, but maybe you've struggled a little bit when it's just been into a half-court game.
Yeah, we definitely like to push the ball. That's always our first option is fast break. When we get in the half-court game, it just doesn't feel natural. So we like to go fast, attack the rim, and, you know, they like to shoot the three, but I tell them we always want to get to the rim first.
And just to wrap it up, we're in the month of February now. We're not that far off from March in the postseason. season. You're in the top half of the seeds right now there in Region 3. It'd be nice to get a bye. It'd be nice to be able to play at home, but got to get a few more wins probably.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I was just telling someone the other day, I kind of like being at that 4 seed. You know, we've had to play Castlewood those last 2 years, and so they kind of, our girls always have them on their brain. They're such a great opponent. Right now, though, they're the 2 seed, and we definitely want to host and get that bye, so these big wins coming up. And also, you know, it's a big majority of our conference play, and we're definitely going for that regular season title as well.
Hitchcock Tulare girls are back on the court on Monday when they have a 281 conference matchup with Highmore Herald. Hitchcock Tulare boys have struggled this season. They have a record of 1-13 after they lost 47-42 to Sunshine Bible last night. Hitchcock Tulare's lone win of the season was against Sunshine. That was back in the consolation round of the 281 tournament. Last night, Logan Gilbert had 15 points. Gabe Clark added 13 for the Patriot boys in the loss. John Nowell is in his first year as head coach of the Patriots. He said that putting the ball in the basket has really been the main issue for his team this year.
Our biggest thing is scoring. We really have put in a lot of work here lately of doing that. Our defense is there. We're holding some teams, some pretty good teams, to some low numbers. If we could just score, it would be, we'd be in those games and a chance to steal one. You know, we're very inexperienced. We're very young. We might have 5 seniors, but a lot of them haven't played a whole lot of varsity basketball till this year. So
we'll talk about that senior group and what some of those kids bring to your team.
You know, just leadership. You know, Logan Gilbert's our leader. He's been playing. Last year, got injured with football season, missed the whole season until the last 3 games. As soon as he came back last year, we started turning some things around. And this year, he's healthy, been great. You know, Gabe Clark has been playing some minutes for us. You know, all the seniors, they just lead by example, you know, and that's great.
And then you just mix in some younger kids, too, and really, you'll put in almost any combination of about 10 guys out there.
Exactly. We will put the, well, I told the seniors at the beginning of the season, you know, the top 5 are the same as the bottom 12, you know, the 12th man. So we can rotate anybody in at any point, and we can be competitive. The young guys are really stepping up. Our sophomore class, we've got a freshman who's 6'5", and he's going to play some very good minutes, and he has played some good minutes for us, and he'll continue doing that.
And we are in the month of February, so you can see that postseason in sight. Obviously, you're going to be on the road in the first round of the region. And the bottom line is you just want to make sure you're playing your best there come March.
Exactly. And honestly, the last month, we've been playing our best basketball. So, and now we're into February. So that's, like you said, it's getting close to postseason time. We're going to have some opportunities to play some teams that we might be able to chance to take one from them. And it's going to have to be on the road. So if the boys come ready to play and if they keep doing what they're doing, we'll be a fine.
John Knoll, head coach of Hitchcock Tulare boys basketball. Patriots will play Highmore Herald on Tuesday as they get back on the court and have another 281 conference matchup. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Coming up later today, we have here on Tiger Basketball on the air in the afternoon. Here on KOKK, the girls finish their Black Hills trip at Sturgis. That'll be a 2:30 tip-off. We'll be on the air about 2:10 with the pregame. On Tiger 95, Huron boys finish up their weekend with Sturgis boys at the arena, and that'll also be a 1:30 tip-off, 1:10 pregame over on Tiger 95. Mike Hendrickson in South Dakota Sports History is coming up shortly. Up next is Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.